So I've been looking this week at a story about the first prosthetic hand that's been developed that allows its user to actually feel what they're touching in real time. So this paper was published in Science Translational Medicine, and Dennis Sorensen from Denmark became the first amputee to use this new prosthetic hand and experience a restored sense of touch. So artificial hands that can open and close have been around for a while, but there's a bit of a problem because there's no feedback, so users have to be really careful when they're picking something up that they don't accidentally crush it. So Stanzia Rapopovic and his team at EPFL in Switzerland and SSSA in Italy have developed this technology which allows a user to detect the shape and texture of the object as well as how hard they're gripping it.
How?
Interesting you ask. They do this actually by detecting electrical changes that are generated as the tension in artificial tendons on the hand changes. So they're using almost the same system that we use in a natural hand. And then a computer algorithm has to convert those into the right kind of pulses so that they can be sent along nerve cells. And they actually implanted electrodes into Dennis's stump, into the remaining bit of his arm, and they received those signals and send them onwards through his remaining nerves. Now, they were quite worried that the nerves in the stump wouldn't be sensitive anymore because they hadn't been used in over 9 years. But actually, they found it worked pretty well. They gave him about a week of training and he was able to control the movement of the prosthetic hand by contracting different muscles in his stump so he could control it and then get the feedback. They tested out how well it was working by blindfolding Dennis and putting headphones on him so he didn't have any other input. And he was asked to do various different tasks. He managed to learn to apply different amounts of pressure when asked with his fingers, to grasp and manipulate different kinds of objects, and even to detect the properties of these objects.
That was going to be the critical question, because one of the complaints that people have when trying to use these things previously is that you apply far too much force to something really delicate and it just falls to pieces or you destroy it. So he can actually sort of do tactile exploration almost with this then.
Yeah, he could tell how stiff different objects were, so whether they were squishy, and he could use that to pick them up and apply the right amount of force. Now, it's still a bit of a way away from commercial use, unfortunately. And after this week of trials, Dennis is back to using a standard prosthetic, which must be a very strange experience. But the researchers need to miniaturise these electronics so that the hand's more portable than it is at the moment. And they also say they want to fine-tune the sensory technology to give you a bit more detail and also an idea of where the fingers are, which they don't quite have at the moment. So not quite there yet, but a really promising step forward for the future.
Ginny, thank you.